Okay, we're at the bottom of Amud Beis there. So we have that Koishi is Metaher Zivo, correct? But it's not Metaher Nido, right? That we had actually 2 days ago. Oh, is Omer Blevi, 2 lines from the bottom. Ain havlad mitar liyomim haruyin liyos behen zova. Meaning, only those 11 days. It's only mitar zivo. Correct? Like we said, the 11 days between only those days will be mitar. Virav omar afilu biyomim haruyin lesfira zova. Meaning the next 7 days. Because those 7 days have a shaykhis to zivo also. Now, obviously, if she sees first, then she's a need, there won't be Matar. But let's say she sees in the 11, she begins seeing in the 11 days, then even what she sees in the next 7 days is also Torah because of Koshi. Because those 7 days, since they're the seven counting off in the Ziva, they also have a Shaykhs with Ziva. Okay, so basically having then 18 days that'll be matired, the zivo. Omar Ravada Barahava, the truth is, he says, well, the time of the Rav, once you go like Rav, meaning if you go like Levi, that is only 11 days of zivo, which would mean what? Let's say she saw on those 11 days and she continued seeing afterwards, right? Then it wouldn't be matahir, the stuff that came later. Right? According to Rav, it's Matahir, what she saw in the 11, and then what she continues seeing even afterwards. Okay. Zokter's even more. I feel Yomim Horuyin L'Svira Stira Zova. What is Rav saying? It's Levi saying it's Matar the 11 days, if it starts then. Okay. But if it'll be after the 11 days, right, it won't be Matar. And it's, let's say she'll say a day, she'll continue seeing 11 and 12. 12 won't be Matar, she'll be a Nida. Rav extends, even 12 the next 7 days. Why? Even though that's not Yemei Ziva, but it could be a Meziv, because if it's over, that'll be the 7 days. The truth is, once you take that sword, it goes further. As we tell me, the next 7 days, is Shaykh to Ziva. Why? Because if it was a Zav, this will be the Zayin Nikim. He says, the truth is, the next days are also Shaykh. Because she was a Zav. Let's say 8, 9, and 10, she became a Zav. Now she needs Zayin Nikim. That brings you into the next week. What if she sees in one Riyah then? It'll be Saisa. She needs again Zayin Nikim. So theoretically, her whole life, that's what he holds. It's anything. Koshi's Matar, anything, if it starts by the Ziva, because every day is Keseda Roy for Stira Ziva. That's what he says. Lefi Rav's Sfor goes on forever. Basically, it'll be Matar, anything, Kolzman the Koshi goes. A Kolzman this Koshi, if it started by May Ziva, in other words, if she started seeing Bezei Ziva with Koshi, and the Koshi continues, it's going to be Matar forever, basically, until the Ziva finishes. Okay. Tanah. Kama hu kishu yeo. We had in the Mishnah, how far back does the Koshi go? Reb Meir Omar, boim v'chamishim yoin. But the Gemara v'ashtanin, it means it'll be Matar even if she sees 50 days straight. And that can't be. That's only in the last Svar in Rav. Bishmal the Rav, Mashkachas Lokar of Adabarahava. Because according to him, as long as it doesn't clear up, it goes on forever. Elulalevi, it's only 11 days. How could it be 50 days? Kasha. Because that's not the Pshat of the Mishnah. It doesn't mean to be 50 days straight. It means it could go back 50 days. Omaloch Levi, Mik Toni Tahoira Bekulon, Bimei Nida Nida, Bimei Ziva Tahoira. That's all he meant to say. He didn't mean to say all 50 days are Torah. He meant to say the Koshi will go back 50 days. If she hits a Ziva at 11, within 50 days to the birth, it'll be Torah. First thing, the day after the meeting, doesn't mean to say all 50 days are Torah. Lishnachrin, a different shot in the Machloikis. Everybody holds it's only those 11 days. The Yemei Ziva. What's the Machloikis? Amri. Omer Blevi, Einav Lad Metaher, Eli Yomim Horuin Lios Ben Zova Gedoyla. meaning like this. When we say Koshis Matayah Ziva, we mean that in Yemei Ziva she saw 3 days in a row. Now she's a Zova Gedoyla, right? If she's a Zova Gedoyla, then Koshi says she's Torah. That's the Gzeres HaKosu. My time of Domo, where we learned the din out was from Domo, Veloy Machmas Havlad, Yomim Rabim Tziv. That's the posuk, Yosef Zov Domo, Shalom Esidot, Yomim Rabim. That's Zov Gedoyla. But let's say she saw once. Correct. In the 11 days, she saw on day 8. What's her din? She's a Zov Ktana. Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. That will be Tomei. The Ziva doesn't take that off. Ziva only takes off when she becomes a Zov Gedoyla. Okay. Abishol Mishmei, because the Pasuk Doma is talking Yomim Rabim. Abishol Mishmei the Rav Oma, I feel Yomim are really one Zavak Tana. Not true. Even Zavak Tana, my time, Yemei. V'chol Yemei, Osum Ksivi. In that Parsha, it says Yemei, Kol Yemei. That's how the Gemara, the end of the Masichta, is going to learn out Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. The kids, let's recap. According to the first system in the Gemara, Levi held the only time Koshi is Matar is in the 11 days of Ziva. Rav, according to Avada Bar Hava, holds it can be Matar anytime, Kolz, as long as the Ziva doesn't finish. Because all days are Ru'im to be part of Ziva. The next 7 are Zayin Nikim, and if she misses, it could be the next 7. So it'll be Matar anything that started May Ziva till she gets out of it. That's the first Mahal. The second Lashon of the Gemara is that no, everybody holds only 11 days. That wasn't the machloik. It's only like we thought before, Yemei Ziva. If it continues, if she sees, let's say she sees day 8, 9, 10, like she's a Zova. Okay? Now she's counting on Zayin Nikim. Then she'll say day 15. It won't be Matar that. It's like only Matar the 11 days. What's the machloik? It's different machloik is in Gansa. According to Levi, this chiddush that Koshi is Matahir is only by Zovah Gedoyla. She saw 3 days in a row, she's not a Zovah Gedoyla, but she is one day, because she's still a Shomeres Yom Kiyegim Yom, because the posuk that we learn it out from is talking by Yomim Rabbi. Rav says no, it's Matahir even a Zovah Ktana too, because that posuk, Isha Ki Yosef Zoiv Domo, Yomim Rabbi, that's how we learn 3 days, below Es Nidosa, Kol Yemei Zoiv Tomosa, the Gemara, the last parak, the last blot, will learn out Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So it's like, well, that's also in the Pasuk. It's not right at the beginning there, but it is in that Pasuk, so it knocks it out in guns. Okay. Get your calculators out from here on with Cheshbonim Gabizl. Reb Meir, I'm sorry, where are we? Tanan. Again, we have the same kash. Tanan, Kama Hu Kishu Yel. Rav Meir, Oma Filabu, Am Chamishim Yom. Again, the Gemara thought it meant 50 days straight. Okay, now that's fair on both, because now everybody holds it's only Matar the 11 days. Kasha Letavayu. If the Gemara, same thing, Mik Toni Tohir Bekulan, doesn't mean all of them are Torah. It means it goes back 50 days. If there's Yemei Ziva in those 50 days, it'll be Torah. Kosha So Bimei Nidot So Nida Bimei Ziva So Tohir. Okay. Tanya Hayir, Meir, Oymer, Yesh Maksha. It's interesting cases the Gemara has here. You can have a woman who's Maksha and Roya, Kuf Nun Yoim. She can see 150 days straight, correct? Ve'ein Ziva Oyla Bohem. We're going to get a case now that a woman sees Dam for 150 days straight. Now, we're not saying she's Maksha the whole time, and she won't become a Zova. Now, let's just think. When you step back for a second, that's a very difficult... I mean, it's a funny mitzvah, because a woman's calendar basically is 7 and 11. She has her first Riyah. For 7 days, she's a Nida. Then, for the next 11 days, she's a Zova. So right away, Kipchuto, if a woman sees for 8 days, she's a Zova right away. Now, here we're going to get a case where she saw 150 days, and she doesn't become a Zova Gedoyla. Okay? A Zova Gedoyla needs 3 days. So let's go. Ketza. Shnayim below S. Meaning, she saw 2 days, the last 2 days of Yemei Ziva. Day 10 and day 11. Okay? Then she saw the next 7 days. Okay, that's Nida. That's no problem. V'shivo Nida. So now she just saw 9 days in a row, and she's not a Zovah Gedoyla. Because it's starting the other way. We're starting at the end of Yemei Ziva. So day 10 and day 11, she's a Zovah Ketana, but she doesn't become a Zovah Gedoyla because they don't have 3 days there. Then she sees for the next 7 days. Okay? So she's not a Zovah. That makes her a Nida. So that we're looking for the Gemara's.
From the Machos.
Yeah, there used to be a pile of Gemaras, right? Yeah. Okay, so she saw. Take the regular shas. Okay, so she saw 9 days. Now, after those 7 days, is Ziva again. So she saw another 2 days. They have 9 days in a row. No, it's 10, 11, then 7, then the 11 starts again. So 1 and 2. So she just saw 9 days in a row. She's not a Zog. Ushnaim shalach ranit. 2, 7, and 2 is 9. That's 11. I'm sleepy. 11, good, I'm sorry. Now she happens to be pregnant. So after 11 days, she starts laboring. According to May, she gets 50 days for free then. It can be, she's a choyla, right? We had yesterday, if she's a choyla, she gets 50 days. V'chamishim shavlad metayer. So for the next 50 days she saw, but that, divlad was metayer. Okay? So now we have how much? We have 61 days. Okay? 60, she just saw for 61 days straight. And did not become a zog. Okay. Ushmoinim. Now she had a baby the next day on day 62. So now it's an akeva. So for the next 80 days she doesn't become a zog. So for 14 days she's a lenis and 16 days is toya. Ushmoinim shel nekeva. So we have now 141 days straight without a ziva. Now, on day 81, that starts Nidus. So she started seeing that next day. She saw for another 7 days. That's Nidus, 148. And then starts Ziva. She saw for another 2 days. So that's 150 without becoming a Zovek Doi. The Shivu Nido, Ushnaim Shel Achar HaNido. Okay. If the Nido starts Ziva. Right? Yes, you only saw 2 days. Then she'll see a third day, Tak, she comes to Zovek Doi. That's why it's 150. If you're going one more day, she becomes a Zovek Doyle attack. Now, so he came up with a kunz like that. So he came up because he's got 50 days. He's got the biggest Yimei Koshi. Don't forget Remeya. Remeya has 50 days on Koshi. Remember, we're going to have Rebutas a month, and Rebutas Rebut Shimon is only 2 weeks. He's got 50. So Omru Lo, 1 second, if you go with that type of Cheshm, 150, I can make it much more than 150. Omalim Kein Yesh Makshe Kol Yomeho, I can get her doing this for her whole life. Forget about 150. How do I do it? Let's look at Rashi there for a second. Im kain dekochash v'shmeinim shel nekeva. You're working with a birth and you're pulling in the 80 of a baby. Yesh makshel oilam ve'ein ozova. You have the Rashi there. It's the first white line there. Kigoin toiveles liyudalit shel nekeva. She had a baby, right? She had a nekeva, correct? She goes to the mikveh the night after the 14th. So for 14 days she saw after the baby, correct? Right? Then she gets another 66, right? That's toy. Now she's misaber, she becomes pregnant right away. Lesof shmoinim, shiva l'nido, shnayim l'achar hanido, umak shechamishim, v'choyzeres umapelos nekeva v'chein li'oilim. It can go on forever that way. You have the cheshbon over there. She has a baby, correct? 14 days she's tomei. Then she goes to the mikveh. She becomes. We can't find the Gemara. She becomes muberes right away. Okay, you got it. So she gets till 80. After 80, you have 7 and 2, right? Then 50 days of makshe, and then she's mapel a baby in a cave. And then the same thing happens again. You can get it going like that her whole life without a break. You just have you basically have the 80 days of Nekeva, then 7 and 2, then 50, and then she's Mapa. Now, you understand that that will not be a live baby, because that baby is being born, the baby was conceived 14 days after the birth. Then you have 66 days, then another 9 is 75, then 50 is 125, it's a 4-month baby. It's a Nefel. Oh, Zokt. So what are they assuming? That a Nefel, we had this once before, that a Nefel's Koshi will also be Matar. So, man, that's not true. We had this once. Omalohen, Maidai Taichu, Mishum Nefalim. You're talking Nefalim, and Koshi le Nefalim. This din of Koshi is only by a live birth. But by a Nefel, you don't have that din of Koshi, so Melech Cheshbon can't work out. Okay. Tana Rabbona, Vayta Cheshbon. Yesh Roya, a woman can see. Now we're talking about Al-Koshi. We're going to get a case that a woman can see straight every day for 100 days and not become a Zovah G'doyle. Yes, without Koshi. Tana Rabbona. Yesh Roya, Meya Yoin. Vein Ziva Oilu. Ketzah. Again. Shnayim below S. She starts on day 10 and 11. So you have two. V'shiva nida, 7 is 9. Shnayim shalacha nida is 11. Then she has a baby, a girl. Shmonim shal nekeva. So you get 80 days. That's 91. Then starts nida. Shiva nida is 98. Shnayim shalacha nida is 100. Okay, fine. Frag the Gemara, Michael Mashmon. What's the chiddush? It is no kosher. You're not following. You're talking without kosher. It's a simple case. You're not telling me anything over here. It's just a question. This is pure arithmetic. I mean, it didn't say much here. Maiko mashmolon, or biko mashmolon. Lafuki mimando miyevshul psichas akeve beloidam. But what happened over here? How do we get these 100 days? We said she had 2 days, 10 and 11, right? Then 7 days nido, right? Then 2 days ziva, then she had the baby. She had the baby on the third day of the ziva. And if she saw dam on that day, we're talking about Al-Koshi, don't forget. This is without Al-Koshi, gave birth without Al-Koshi, right? So if she saw Dam on the third day when she had the baby, she is a Zovah G'dayla. Correct? Because she had the baby on day three. She saw on day one and two of Zovah. She had the baby on the third day. So if Dam came out with that baby, without Koshi, so she becomes a Zovah G'dayla. And we said before, at the beginning of the third parak, many people hold, it's impossible to have a birth without Dam. So then where's your Cheshu? In fact, that is his Chiddush. That we hold, that's the Chiddush here. It's a very complicated way of saying the Chiddush, but you're telling me, because that's your case, 2 by Zova, 7 by Nido, 2 by Zova, and then the baby. And she doesn't become a Zova G'doyle. Why? What happened? Why didn't she see on the third day? There it is, because okay, now, Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah said, Daya Chodsho. Remeya said 50 or 40 days, and Reb Yehuda said that the Koshi can be Matayer only a month. It only goes back a month. Oh, but we're going to see that the Yehuda is a little bit different than what we understood now. Tanya Reb Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Reb Tarf. Daya Chodsho. But Yesh Bedover Lohokel Lachme. Meaning there's going to be a case, I'll show you that it's Matayer a little more than a month. And there'll be a case where it isn't even Matayer a month. We'll see. He explains himself clearly in 1 second. Keitza. Koshe saw Shnayim Besoif Shmini. The first 2 days she saw were the last 2 days of the 8th month. Ve'echod betchilas chi. And one day, again, she saw the last 2 days of 8th month, the first day of the 9th month. Those were Yemei Ziva. Even though she had the baby right away. Now what would we say is the din here? So Koshi is not Matar the 8th month. It's Matar the 9th month. So one day it was Matar. So she's not a Zovah, right? Zokta Buda, no. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush Lahakam. Lahakmir, I'm sorry. Harezu Yoledes Bezoiv. That's called Yoledes Bezoiv. Why? Because since Roiv, he has a new Kinej. Since Roiv of the Ziva, 2 of the days was seen Betuma, Koshi didn't affect it. The other one is Nigra Bosa, that one, and she's considered a Zova. That's what he meant, Yesh Bo Lahachmir. But she says it can be Matar the whole month. Here's a case where it isn't Matar the month. The third Riyah is on the first day of the 9th month. The baby's immediately afterwards. It can't be Matarit. Why? Because he has a new problem. Since the first 2 days are Tomei, so Rove of the Ziva was Betuma, you schlepped the last day, busted the first 2. That's an idea we never had before. Now we're going to have it the other way around. A very interesting thing he's going to say, Lohokyo. I'm going to show you it can be Matahir even more than the 9th month. Why? I will caution so Yoim Echod Besov Shmini. One day in Shmini, Ushtayim Betchilas Chi. The last day of the 8th month, the first 2 of the 9th month. Okay, see, it's okay. It'll be Matar 2, it'll be Matar the Roy. That's good. But look what he says. Afilu besof chi yoldo, enzo yoldes besoif. This is an interesting lezach. You got the picture here. She saw the last day of the 8th month, the first 2 days of the 9th month, then she rested for a month, and had the baby at the end of the ninth month. Now, according to what we learned, that's a pure zova. Because well, if you have 24 hours of rest, it's all over. She got a month of rest. He doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold in this shoifi business. He holds that... One second, 1 minute. The month is called the Leida. The beginning of the ninth month is like the Leida. That's what causes the Leida. In Mela, since the beginning of the ninth month, 2 days were knocked out because there was koshi there. She's not a zova. So move the Rashi, the Shapura Gorim. Where, I'm sorry, it's the Rashi before that. Two. Last of the eighth, two of the ninth. If it's two in the eighth, one in the ninth is no problem because then you go bust to the roiv. It's two in the ninth. He needs two in the ninth. That's his other kinech. You need roiv in the ninth. But even though there's a big shayfi in between, look at the Rashi. It's in the middle of the Rashi. I feel a bit soif towards the end of the line. The kosova Reb Yudah Shipura Gorim Kom Hachoydesh Al Chi Goremes Leidas Havlat. The Mechiaya, once the ninth month comes, that's man leido. Hilko kol adomim sheroba b'koishi, einu ela machmas havlat. Anything in the ninth month is called machmas havlat. We said that as long as you have a 24-hour break between the labor pains and the baby, that has nothing to do with the baby. He doesn't go that way. Shipura gorim. The ninth month is the leido. Anything in the ninth month is mitzad the baby. I forgot the ikah shofi b'basrei. I feel tchilas chi avi machmas vlad. Now, meantime, you see from here another thing. When was this baby born? But that's clear in Reb Yehuda that he holds a baby can be born in the beginning of the ninth month. His first case is clearly that's talking Afil Tchilas Chi Yolda. But that's irrelevant because that's his whole shtickle. That's Shipura Gorim. The beginning of the ninth month is what makes the baby. Now, this we had, if you remember, on Daf. Where was it? There's a machloik, yes. Davchav Zayin. Whether you're led as lates, it's a big machloik in the Gemara. What we call a full-term baby, a nine-month baby, can it be born early? In other words, we have such a thing as a ben Zayin in the Gemara, a seven-month baby, and a thing called a ninth-month baby. Can a nine-month baby be born early in the month? It's a machloik in the Gemara. You're led as lates, you're led as lemekutoyim or not. If Reb Yudah clearly holds Yoledes Lemekutoy, meaning as because he holds Faket, he holds the beginning of the ninth month is really later. That's the main cause of later. But that's clear. He can have a baby born in the beginning of the ninth month. We call Yoledes Lemekutoy. Zog de Gemara, 1 second. I veho'om Hashmuel ein isha misaberes v'yoledes elo lemosayim v'shiv v'yechod yoyim o lemosayim v'shiv v'shnayim yoyim o lemosayim v'shiv mushloishim. Meaning, what's the cheshbon over here? Okay, let's going to get a little bit of arithmetic here. But according to the way the Gemara works here, your basic unit is 270 days. That's 9 months. Nine times 30 is the basic period of gestation. So now, if Tashmish was on day whatever it was, you need 270 days for the gestation. If a baby's born the next morning, that's 271. Or could be the zera wasn't niklat till the next day. So then it moves over. The baby's born on day 272. Or could be the zera wasn't niklat till the next day. Then it's 270. More than that can't be because it's basriya. So that's what Shmuel says. A baby can only be born 271, 272, or 273. Obviously, Shmuel is saying that a baby can't be born at the beginning of the ninth month. That's what he says. You need 270 days. The 71, 72, 73 depends on when the zera's niklat. Is it immediately with the Tashmish? The next day or the next day? But you need 270 days of gestation. Shmuel clearly is saying, that's exactly what he says. Where'd Shmuel come off saying that? He has Tanoim who say it. Who the Omar Kichsidim or Rishoinim? The Sanyo Chasidim or Rishoinim? Only Tuesday night, we'll see in a minute. They didn't want the baby to be born on Shabbos. So if the Mishamish, on Tuesday night, right? Now 273 is a multiple of 7. It's 39 times 7. 272 is a remainder of 6, and 271 is a remainder of 5. Which means if the baby, if it takes 273, the baby will be born the day before the Tashmish. So therefore, if you're Meshamish Tuesday night, if the baby's either born Monday, I'm sorry, yeah, either Tuesday, Monday, or Sunday, so they're clear. It can only be 273, 272. If it's 273, it's a multiple of 7. So if the Tashmish is on Tuesday, what we call Tuesday night, the baby will be born on Monday. Oh, let's check the Gemara. Vesulo! Wednesday, the rest of the week is Avada, good. So Avada, Eim and Viv, well, that's what I meant, from Tuesday on. Good, but whatever you see in the Chassidim or Rishonim, they obviously were holding, the baby can only be born 273, 272, 271. If it's born at the beginning of ninth month, this whole cheshbon is ridiculous. Because then you have a whole month, there's no way to prevent the Bar Shabbos. It's impossible. Obviously, these Chassidim or Rishonim hold that the baby can only be born 273, 272, 271. That's why they moved it over to Tuesday night. Zog the Gemara, does a Shmuel. Shmuel holds like that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that way. And what we always call it is what a Yoled is. Kutzom es vachloik es tannoyim. Oma mazutro. Who's a Bionim Pshim?
The whole thing is based on the Yehuda in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but we don't know what they hold in the Kutoyim. We have no idea what they hold in the Kutoyim. That we have no idea. Here we have Tanam, who clearly hold. I mean, that's... My time, I have the Chassidim Rishonim. Where they pull it out of? The Tziv, Vayitein Hashem Lo Hiroyin, a very similar Gemara. Hiroyin. In Rus. Hiroyin Begimachi, Moson Veshivin Vecharavu. Hiroyin is 271. So they took from there that gestation is 270. Because the 270, 270 had nothing to do with Hiroyin. That has to do with Klitis Hazera. Oma Mazuchu. This is a very interesting thing. It's counterintuitive, that's for sure. You're telling me on a 9-month full-term baby, the baby can't be born 2 weeks early, basically what you're telling me. But in a 7-month baby, everybody holds it can be born early. It's counterintuitive. A 7-month baby, according to the Gemara, can be born any time in the 7th month. A 9-month baby, whether it can be born any time in 9 months, is a machlokes tanoim. Oma mazucha feel mando oma yoledes letisha ena yoledes limkutoyim, meaning in a 9-month baby, in his full 9 months, yoledes leshiva yoledes limkutoyim. A 7-month baby can certainly be born early, so to speak. Shenamar what rapposu vayehi letkufoy sayomim by Shmuel vatar chano vateled bein miut kufish. I was made tkufoy is two. Miut Yomim Shnayim. Tkuf is 3 months. So this baby was born, Shmuel was born at 6 months and 2 days. So the Gemara holds a posuk that a Yoledes Lezayin is Yoledes Limkutoyim. Now if you look on the side, look up in the Nach, the posuk is not an easy one because that's not what it says in the posuk. The posuk seems to be saying, well, Yitkuf Yomim, she became pregnant, not she had the baby. Look on the side, the Radak, they learned that Vatar goes back. You have to look in the pasuk there. Simple reading, it doesn't say what the Gemara says. Simple reading says, but he was going 6 months later, she became pregnant. That's not what we're talking about. We want to show that from the pregnancy till the birth was 6 months. But then right down the side, he brings here the Radak, explains how you read the pasuk. Okay. Can according to my 8th month, forget about it. See the 9th or 7th. That's also counterintuitive. 8-month baby, the Gemara holds, is dead. And a 6-month and 2-day baby can live. 8-month baby can't live the way the Gemara sets it up. Correct? Good. Now we have the third sheet. Reb Meir again was 40 days or 50 days, depending on how healthy the woman is. Reb Yehuda was a month, and Rabbi Yezim Shimon, which is the way we paskin gather, is not more than 2 weeks. Rabbi Yezim Shimon, I make kosher yisim be Shabbos. So my Shmuel, my time, I do a bonon. Dirsev v'tomo shvuayim kinidosu. Where did we get this whole ice? Yes, 2 days ago. Shvuayim kinidosu v'loy kizivosu. That's what we pulled it out of, if you remember. Kinidosu v'loy kizivosu. It says 2 weeks there. Michal de zivosu tohira v'kamo shvuayim. Tana rabbonon. Yesh Maksha Esrim. 1 second. Yesh Rosh. If 25 Esrim Chamisha Yomim, Koishi and Shoifi, whatever it is, according to them, Vein Ziva Oyle Bohen, Ketza Shnayim below Es. The last 2 days of Ziva, same way we had before. Shiva Nida Beizachni. That's 11. Now we're going according to Yom Shimon. So you only get 14 days. So Vabosah Shavlad Matas. That's 25. 26 days already, she's going to become a Zova. Because then you have 14 and 11, you have an extra day, she becomes a Zova there. Now, the words below Vlad is a strange thing because this whole thing is working with a Vlad. Below Vlad, but close to Nami. Without a Vlad, she becomes a Zov in 3 days. You don't need 26 days. The reason it's schlepping so long, so you're throwing in the Koshi of 14 days. Below Vlad has nothing to do with us. It says below Vlad. It's impossible with a Vlad to go 26 days and not become a Zov. When there's no Vlad, it's like a word's missing. When there's no Vlad, if it's only a Nefel, then there is no Kershi like we said before. Then in 3 days she's going to become a Zov. Ela Nefel, but lo tsanami av Yezov. My time in Kershi Linifolim, like we said before, there's no koshi on the fallen. Okay, now this mission not so easy. The main problem with this next coming mission, what doesn't explain what the mission means till the very end of the sugya. We'll have to give a little preview here as we go. Hamakshe b'toich shmoinim shel nekeva. She had a baby. She had an akeva. She became pregnant right away. She's now in the 66 days of toyah. Okay. She's going into labor. She's going into labor already again. She's a maksha in the Yemei HaToyar, and she sees them. Okay, so maksha b'toch shmoinim shel nekeva. Kol domim shehi royo tohoirin. Any dam that she sees then is tor. Lachur, that's partial. I mean, it's dam toya. What do I care about maksha or not maksha? She's in the 66 days. Whatever she sees is dam toya. Okay? Rebeleze mitame. Now, this is a very strange thing. How could be Tommy in the middle? He made toya over here. What happened over here? What I care what happened over here? Rebbe Lezer holds, we'll see. The problem is the Gemara waits till the very end here. Rebbe Lezer has a pasuk here. How did we get the Dam Koishi is tohar by Zovo? Because he had a pasuk midomo velo machmas havlat. He's got a pasuk by Yoledes with toharo mimikor domeo velo machmas vlad. He's got something new here. Koishi is not called Dam Toya. Toya is only Stam. Tamachas Avlad, Koishi, is not called Dam Toya. He's got a posuk for that. So once it's not Dam Toya, so we got to know what to do with it. We'll say that's already what to do with it. So look then it's Tome. So it's a Zivo, it's a Nido. We'll have to see what's going on over here in a second. That we will see. Okay, now, Omrulo, now here's a very strange thing. They came with a Kal V'Chaymer here. They're going to take a Kal V'Chaymer to prove that the Dam Koishi now is Torah. And again, this is problematic. What do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? It's Torah because it's Dam Toya. They also know about that Pasuk. They know that there's a Pasuk floating around that should tell us that Dam Koishi is not Dam Toya. What they really are going to say, the way they explain it, what they say is this Kal V'Chaymer tells us that that's not what that pasuk means. This is what they're doing over here. Now, the Kal V'Chaymer itself is not so easy. Look what they say like this. Omlal Rebbe Lezer. Uma v'mokim shehechmir b'dam ha-shoyfi. Before the baby, right? When she's before the baby. So dam shoyfi is tomei, for statement that. Hekel b'dam ha-koshi, that's our din of dam koshi. So what do you see from there? You see from there that dam koshi is more tohar than dam shoyfi. Because when she's pregnant and expecting, dam shoyfi is tohar, dam koshi is tohar. In mokim shehekel b'dam ha-shoyfi, after the baby, b'mei ha-toyer, with dam shoyfi is tohar, ain't no din shehekel b'dam ha-koshi. It's a simple kal v'chaymer. What's more tohar, dam koshi or dam shoyfi? Fashteipendo, dam koshi. Because before, shoyfi is tohar, koshi is tohar. So after the baby, where shoyfi is tor, is avada koishi tor. Now hold your hat here for a second. So there's two ways to make this kalva chomer hold. The way they're saying it now, you're making a kalva chomer from dam shoyfi to dam koyshi. Now, dam shoyfi bimei hatoyar is in gantz tohar, say ziva say nido. So omer lohen dayo love min adin liyos kinodin. He's very, that's a, in a Kalvachom, you always have Dayo. You can't be better than what you started. Now, you have to be careful because the way they set up the Kalvachom, this is not such a portion of the Dayo. That's why they said it. You're learning here, Dam Koishi from Dam Shoifi Bimei Toya. Dam Shoifi Bimei Toya is Torah, Saifam Ziva, Saifam Nida. There's no Dayo over here. That's why the Rabbanan set it up this way. You'll see in the Gemara, there's two ways to do it. But the shots like this, it's true. You're making a Kal V'Chaim, a Madoch Shoifi is Tor after the birth. Avada Koishi is Tor. Good, but the Kal V'Chaim is built on what? How did you know that Koishi is more Tor than Shoifi to make a Kal V'Chaim? Because beforehand, you see that Shoifi is Tomei and Koishi is Tor. But there it's only Tor Mizivo, not Minido. So you can still make a Dayo. Meaning, the Kal V'Chaimer, even if you set it up this way, is based on the fact that Koishi is more Tor than Shoifi. But that's only in Zivo. Koishi before the birth is not Mitar Benido. So there is here a Dayo. So what he's telling them there is that your Kal V'Chaimer can only tell me that the dam koishi in Melois is tor from Zivo, but it shouldn't tell me it's tor from Nido. Now, but we'll see the ending. Well, he's retiring Gantz, and we'll see why in a second. Okay, now, Toner Rabbonu, Teishev, L'Rabbois Hamakshe B'Toshmoyim Shal Nekevo, Shekol Domim Shehiroye Tohoirin Ad Sheyetze Avlad. Well, now they have a pasuk already. Teishev. It says Deishev and Mei Tohara. We'll soon see what that means. Reb Lezer Metame. Okay. Omru Lola Reb Lezer. Again, the Kal V'Chomer. But here they're going to make the Kal V'Chomer the other way. Uma b'mokim shehechmir b'shoifi shelfnei avlad. Heikul b'shoifi shelach avlad. Here he's showing you a little different. He's showing you shoifi is tomei before the vlad. After the Vlad, Shoifi is Tor, because that's Melois. So you see that after the Vlad is more Kal than before the Vlad. Nuzei Bazei, Mokim Shehekel, Bekoshi Shefnei Avlad, in addition, Ekel Bekoshi Shelach Avlad. He was making the Kavachoma the other way around. Not Koishi from Shoifi, but Koishi from Koishi. In other words, I'm showing you from Shoifi that after the Vlad is more Tor than before the Vlad. So now, Koishi before the Vlad is Tor, Idos Avada Tor after the Vlad. That's the Kal V'Chomer, Koishi after the Vlad, from Koishi before the Vlad. On that, there's a portion to Dayo, because Koishi before the Vlad is only Tor me to Mazivo. Omlem Dayo Lovin Adin, Lias Kinodin, Mimai Hekel Alei, Mitu Mazivo, Avo Mitama to Maznido. You're telling me, Koishi before is Tor, Koishi after is Avada Tor. But Koishi before is only Tor, Mitumas Ziva, not Mitumas Nida. That's a portion of the Dayo. Zong Chachom, you want a Dayo? I'll flip it around the other way, the way they did it in the Mishnah. And I'll learn Koishi from Shoifi afterwards. And that's not such a portion of the Dayo. Omru lo hare onu meshivin loch loshanachir, like in the Mishnah. Umaba mokim shehechmi b'shoifi shlefnei avlad. Hekel b'koishi she'imos, so you see Koishi is more Tor than Shoifi before. It's Mokum Shehekel B'Shoifi Shlach Lavlad Ein Adin Shehekel B'Koishi She'imo. Now it's like the Mishnah. Now I'm not learning Koishi after the Vlad from Koishi before the Vlad. I'm learning Koishi after the Vlad from Shoifi after the Vlad. That already is not such a simple Dayo, because Shoifi after the Vlad is in Gan Tzentur. But again, Reb Elezer holds Omlem Afilata Meshivim Kol Ayem Kula Gets Mahakan Agan Tzentur Because even if you make the Kal V'Chomer that way, the Kal V'Chomer itself is built on the fact that Koishi is more Tor than Shoifi. And that's before the Vlad, that's only from Tumas Ziva. So of course, you go with the weakest link over here. Oh, good. Good. Now the Gemara comes to explain to us Reb Elezer. It's all very nice in the original. What's Reb Elezer talking about over here? What's anybody talking about over here? It's in the middle of Yemei Toya. Why in the world should I say anything is Tome here? There's nothing going on over here. Omar Rova Bohoz Akinu Reb Elezer Rabbonon. This is where Reb Elezer was coming from. Lav Amritu, where'd you get the whole concept that Dam Koshi is Tohar by Zivu? Because it says Domo, Domo Machmas Atzmo, Veloy Machmas Vlad. Hochenami by Melois, by the Toyer, it says Hochenami, Vitoharo, Mimikor Domeo, Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Veloy Machmas Vlad. Meaning, he's now got a posuk that Koshi is not the Meitoya. The Gan Sigzeris Akosu, that everything is Tor in those 80 days, is only Domeo, not Koshi. Koshi is not the Meitoya. He doesn't Tor me. Now, let's go slow here for a minute. So he's got a posuk that Dam Koshi is Tor me. Good. But they have a valid Kal V'Chomer that should make it Tomei and Nidah. No, they have a Kal V'Chomer that Koshi should have to be Torah. What did he say to them? Dayo. Meaning he can only be Mitar Ziva, but it should remain Chotch Tomei Nidah, right? Good, but Lamais in the Mishnah, he said it's completely Tomei. What did they say? Kol Domim Shehiroya Tohoyirin Achiyetzi Avlad. He said Mitame, meaning it's Tomei and Gansu. Meaning what? That let it be chodesh tohar bime zivo, aimo bime nido bime zivo tohayru. You have a pasuk that it's tome, but we have a kal v'chomer that it's tohar. We can live with both. We'll say it's tome bime nido and tohar bime zivo. Omar kro teishev yeshiva achas l'kulam. We got something else going on over here. There's a pasuk teishev. Teishev says all the dam should be the same. So once he has the posuk that tells me it's Tomei, right? So it's at least Tomei bimei nido. So now I know it's Tomei bimei ziva also. So you want to make a pshara. You want to say that bimei, it should be Tomei bimei nido to satisfy the posuk. And Tor bimei ziva to satisfy the kal v'chomer from dam koshi. He has a posuk teishev that has to be always the same. Now, the Rabbonon have, that's what the Rabbonon have that same Pasuk Teishev before, but they go the other way. They say the Kal V'Chomer told me it's Tor. You have a Pasuk that says it's Tor. Once the Kal V'Chomer tells me it's Tor, good, there's Ozayin Tzadayo, but it's Tor B'mei Zivo. Then I have the Pasuk Yeshiva L'Kulam that tells me it should be Tor all the time. I the Pasuk Domeo, I'll use it for something else. The kids, the Demachlogis really is, the Pasuk Domeo points to Tumu. The Kal V'Chomer points to Taira. Teishev says it has to be equal. Always Torah, always Tomei. Shai, which one is stronger, basically? Reb Lezer holds the Pasuk is stronger, and that knocks out the Kal V'Chomer, basically. The Rabbonon hold the Kal V'Chomer with Teishev can tell me not to use the Pasuk Domeo.